Thank you, Brother Maggard, and praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody say praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that invitation. We will be praying about that. And, if y'all want little Mary to come back, I don't have to come. We could just, figure out a way for her to be here. And so you can think about that a little bit. But little Mary sure has had fun being here this week. And so has Brother and Sister Blue. We've really enjoyed ourselves. It is really hard to believe that this is our 10th year to be speakers at Camp Dove. And I got to thinking about that today. Sister LaDonna and I were talking. That means 4 nights times 10 years, that's 40 sermons. And then I got to thinking that, there were a few nights, Brother Maggard, we didn't have any preaching. Holy Ghost moved. We didn't have any preaching. 1 year I had to leave early, missed one service. So maybe it wasn't actually 40 sermons, but that's a lot of preaching to boys and girls like you. And we certainly are praying and trusting that the Lord is somehow taking our little object lessons and illustrations and helped you to understand something about what God wants to do in our life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before Sister LaDonna comes to sing, I felt to do this a little earlier. I'm usually trying to think of something funny to say or something, little exciting to do to help get, your energy level up for the preaching. But right now, I want to ask you to do something serious. I was talking with Sister Ruth Maggard today. Saturday, she's going to North Dakota. Is that right? North Dakota? Way up in North Dakota. That's getting up close to Canada. And she's going up there to work in a camp on an Indian reservation. And she'll be there with the Martin family and other workers. But first of all, she's going to need a lot of energy to recover from Camp Dove. And we want her to have the blessings of God upon her life and the anointing upon her and all of that team up there as they reach out to the young people and children on the Indian Reservation in North Dakota. How many of you boys and girls would like to pray for Sister Ruth right now and join with us that God would help her to take Camp Dove way up there? Then would you stand with me right now? Sister Ruth, would you come and stand here at the front? And I'm not going to ask all of you to gather around, but how about some of you girls right here on the front row? Pray that Sister Ruth would help bring Camp Dove and the spirit that we've enjoyed here to bring her, bring this spirit way up there to this great need, okay? Let's pray for youth camp, Kids Crusade, and revival on the Indian Reservation. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, for the privilege that we have to work for you. We thank you, Lord, for the life and anointing and burden that Sister Ruth Maggard has, Lord, to reach out to children. We thank you for the ideas and the creativity that you've given her. You've blessed her with these gifts. And now, Lord, we know that you have opened up these doors these last few years for her to go and do this work there, this great mission field right here in North America. Lord, we pray that you would anoint her, help her, strengthen her. Lord, we pray for the weakness in her body, that you would give her divine energy and strength. We pray for spiritual anointing. We pray that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you administer to her and minister through her, Lord. Help the Martin family and all of those who may even already be traveling in that direction. We ask you to give them souls, Lord, that you would add to the kingdom of God from Native Americans, Lord, that they might experience the grace of God in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll give you the praise and give you the glory and the honor for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. And everybody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless Sister Ruth. Amen. We appreciate her so much. And we ask you to pray for us also when we leave here. We'll be going to Roanoke, Virginia to minister to children in Roanoke, Virginia. And we ask that you remember us in prayer. All right, Sister Blue, come and sing.
Well, young people, I always don't like to have to say goodbye. That's always sad to me, but I just want to let you guys know, in case you've forgotten, that the reason why we keep coming back here every year is because we love you. We love boys and girls. And the reason why we love boys and girls is because you all are so full of potential that you can make a mark in this life. With God's help, you can make a mark in this life. And it was Jesus that touched me as a child. I can remember when I was in kids' camp. And I can remember when I went to youth camp. And I can remember the times the Lord touched me. He blessed me. I remember being when I got saved, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget those experiences with the Lord. And you won't either. You may forget all your friends even. You may forget who your friend's name is or where they're from. But you'll never forget the experience that you find in Jesus Christ. How many got saved this week? Stand up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Okay, keep standing. No, sit down. Sit down. How many has anybody got filled with the Holy Ghost this week? All right, good. Praise the Lord. Okay, how many's got blessed this week? How many's got blessed? I've got my hands raised. Praise the Lord. I felt the presence of the Lord here. Okay, we're going to sing a simple chorus everybody knows. It says, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And as you leave here tonight and go home, I want you to remember everything you've heard, everything you felt. Remember the love and the experiences with that you've had with the Lord here. So I'd like for everybody to stand up and help me sing. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Girls, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Boys, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Everybody, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget why you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that one's louder, isn't it?
Yes.
Before I read my scripture tonight, which will be in the book of Luke, let's do just a little bit of review from the week and just remind you that on the first night of camp, I tried to preach to you what I felt like the Lord laid on my heart about the emptiers who have emptied us out. Some of you were emptied out when you came to camp. And God has refilled you and blessed you and helped you, and we appreciate that so much. But I want to warn you about those emptiers again and remind you that you'll face them when you get home. Try to avoid the emptiers and keep what you have from the Lord. You don't have to be emptied out. I preached to you on the second night about zombies. That wasn't actually the title of my message, but probably you'll remember the Mr. Zombie that I had help me illustrate it. And I tried to tell you then how important it is, boys and girls, that you have a real experience with God and have real life so you can be a real Christian, not just going through the motion and the routine and not just be a zombie Christian. Last night, we tried to reflect on and remember the sacrifice of being pulled from the fire and how Jesus gave his life for us so that we could be saved, so we could be pulled from the fire, rescued, and we used the fireman to illustrate that. I've got kind of a simple little message that I want to leave with you tonight. And at first, you might think that it's maybe I'm not using the scripture correctly or taking it out of context, as we sometimes say. But if you'll let me read it and then explain where I'm going with this, I hope it'll help tonight. Luke chapter 14. I don't see a lot of Bibles. I think probably a lot of you are packed up and ready to go. But let's stand for the reading of the scripture. Can you do that? Luke chapter 14. Jesus said in verse number 7, Luke chapter 14, verse 7, he put forth this parable to those that were bidden. And that means invited, those that were invited. He said, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Let's pray, and then I'll try to explain what I want to preach to you about tonight. I'm going to take this phrase here where Jesus said, friend, go up higher. I'd like to preach to you tonight, friends, go up higher. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we have to be in your house. We thank you, O Lord, for your presence tonight. Lord, we know that everyone here is tired, everyone is hot, and many are ready to go on home. But we pray that one more time, Lord, you would give us grace and favor. One more time, you would anoint us to preach your word. And one more time, you would meet with us in these altars tonight. For we all need so much more from you. Help us not to give up too soon and to go back too quickly, but to remember, O Lord God, that you want to help us to achieve every goal that you have for our lives. Bless these children, Lord, that they might truly gain ground with you, and we'll give you the praise. Amen. And everybody say amen. All right, brothers in the sound booth, now we've got a little bit too much up here in the monitors. It's almost ringing here. Jesus is giving us this story here about being invited to a wedding. Now, it's a little different back in those days than what it is in our day, because the way the houses were built and the way the rooms are, it's hard for us to imagine. Most of us, when we go to a wedding, we go to a big church somewhere. And then when they have the dinner afterwards, we go to a big fellowship hall or a big dining hall somewhere. And everybody sits on the same level pretty much, except, you know, some are closer to the wedding party than others. That's kind of what Jesus is saying here. But back in those days, the houses were small and they were built up maybe two or three stories high. And there might be a room on another level. Maybe the wedding would take place or the dinner would take place up on the rooftop, like we told you about in our Bible story today, which would be a flat place up high, and they would have tables set up. And so if you wanted to be close to the bride and the groom, you might have to be up there in the highest room. Now, what Jesus is saying here is, when you go to that wedding, don't assume that you get the best seat in the house. If you go up there and you go and sit right down at the table where the bride and groom are going to sit, but that's not where you're supposed to be seated, somebody might come to you and say, young lady, would you mind, this seat's reserved. Would you go back downstairs? That's where you're supposed to be. And young man, that seat's not for you. That's reserved for special guests. Would you mind to go down? And boy, wouldn't you be embarrassed? You know, that's what Jesus is saying. So he is telling us and telling them that instead, you just go and take the lowest seat. And then if they want you to be up higher and up closer, then when they come in, they'll say, hello there. Now, what's your name? Huh? Elijah? Elijah, what are you doing sitting down there? You're supposed to be up here on the platform, sitting up here with all the preachers. And then, you know, Elijah would feel special, you know, to come up and sit on the platform. So Jesus said, if you'll take that route, then when the Lord of the wedding says, friend, come up higher, it'll be an honor to you. And I want to tell you tonight, young people, that I think you all know you've been invited to a wedding. Amen. The wedding of Jesus Christ. You've been invited to enjoy the company of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I feel like I hear the Lord saying to somebody in this service, friend, come up higher. Amen. I'd like to be the one to tell you that the Lord wants you to come up higher. Now, on the other side of this story, it's not really said here in this verse, but what if I say to Elijah, come on up, Elijah, you're supposed to sit up here on the platform. But he just sits there and shakes his head and says, no, nope, not me. No, I don't want to. Oh, but you're supposed to. That seat's for you. Nope, not me. I don't want to. Yes, come on up here. This seat's for you. No, I'm not coming. I said, come up here. If he doesn't come up, now it's a form of disobedience. And it becomes a stubbornness and a dishonor, both to him and to the Lord of the wedding, who wants him to come up higher. That's kind of the perspective that I'm taking. And for all of you who want some scriptural precedent for this, let me just read 2 Peter chapter 1, and read to you this sequence of events in the Christian's life, and then I'm going to come back down to our level here. The Bible says to us that beside all of this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What that scripture is saying is we're supposed to keep adding to our relationship with God. We're supposed to keep growing. We're supposed to keep adding. We're supposed to keep climbing. Thank God for the blessing that you've got at Camp Dove. But this is not the end. This is just the beginning. When you go out of here in a few minutes and get in a van and go home, you may say goodbye to this campground, but you can't say goodbye to Christ. You can't say goodbye to Jesus. You can't forget about what the Lord did for you. He wants you to go up higher. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Dalton to help me tonight. Dalton, would you mind to help me? Now, Dalton was presented with a special gift in the morning class today. Dalton got his very own Bible, and it came by mail from God. And wait just a second, Dalton. Go on back down, and I want you to stand right over here by this post, all right? Okay, he's anxious to help, and I appreciate that. And Dalton got this Bible today, and Sister Ruth pointed out that he'd been praying for a Bible. He's been praying and seeking the Lord. I appreciate that. God's blessed Dalton this week. Why don't you just give him a hand clap and tell him we're glad for what the Lord's done. Now let me just tell you where we're at here, Dalton, okay? Let's start down here at the altar. I'm going to take this. In fact, after this one, I may get some help here, Brother Brian, if you'll help me, okay? I'm going to tape this sign right here. What's that say? What's it say? Saved. So let's just tape this right here on the altar, and let's just start right here. Saved. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. A little while ago, you were out there in the crowd just like everybody else, but you stepped out of the crowd and you came to the altar. Maybe, in some cases at church, you have to leave friends out there that aren't Christians. They don't even want to be saved. But you feel the presence of the Lord pulling you. You step out. You climb on up closer. You know why? Because God is saying, Dalton, I have something better for you. Come up higher. And right now, this is a high place, the altar. It really is. This is a life-changing place right here. This is where it all begins. Praise God that we have found our way to the altar. But many people, Dalton, will stop right here. And I'm going to kind of preach to you, but I'm not really preaching at you, okay? I really do want to encourage you, Dalton, but I want to encourage them too, and I'm going to use you as an example. I just want to tell you, Dalton, salvation is a wonderful thing. This is where it starts, but this is not the end. I believe that God wants more, amen, out of you. I believe that God wants to take us to higher ground. And so I want to just ask you, Dalton, would you hand me that orange one there that says church? You see, now that we're saved, I believe that God wants us to go to another level. I'm going to call it church. Church is an obvious next step for a Christian. You got to come up a little higher. That may mean a change in friends, and now you're going to take on new friends. I've joined the church. I mean, I'm a part of the church. Would you like to be a part of the church? Well, come on up higher, friend. Come on up into the church of Jesus Christ. You're a brother of mine. Let me shake your hand. You're a brother to Brother Brian there. You're a brother over here to Brother Maggard, Brother Aaron. Amen. Welcome to the church. I'm glad he's a part of the church. He's coming on up higher. You know what? I don't go to church because I have to. I go to church because I want to. I feel like the Lord, amen, has called me to a little higher ground. I hope that you feel that tonight. God wants you to come up a little higher, young people. Make church a goal in your life. Go to church every Sunday, Wednesday night if you can, every night during revival if you can, because church is where Christians are. Church is where Christians go. And the Lord wants us to move a little higher. But I believe we're going to go higher than that. Would you mind to get that ladder? And I'm going to turn that over to Brother Aaron and have him help me here. And I'm going to ask Brother Dalton here, are you afraid of heights? No? Okay. I didn't think you would be. You're pretty adventuresome boy. And I needed to ask him that. Because when we start out serving the Lord, we don't always know the adventure that he has before us. You see, the unsaved and people that don't know the Lord, they think that being a Christian is boring. They think that being a Christian is, you know, not exciting. They don't want to have anything to do with church. Let's bring it right out here close, okay? Yeah, and you keep an eye on things for me. All right, Brother Aaron, here's where I put you to work. Need a little room here. All right, let's tape one of those signs on the lower rung of the ladder, okay? And we're going to climb a little higher. Add to your faith, virtue. Add to your virtue, knowledge. We want to keep adding. We want to keep growing. I believe that there's more for us. There's more for you. We're not done yet. Praise God. And so, yeah, I think that they were in order anyways if they didn't get dropped. If you haven't been baptized, I recommend that you talk to your pastor about being baptized. It's in the Bible. You need to do that. It's part of the Christian experience. It'll help you draw closer to the Lord. It's the Lord's way of saying, come on a little closer. Come on up a little higher. How about taking that next step, Dalton? Come on up on the ladder. I'm not asking you to agree to everything that I'm preaching here, okay? So you're just going to serve as my illustration. But I believe that baptism is an important step. So he's going to take the next step. But he's not done yet. Just because you prayed one time at the altar and then went somewhere and got wet and got baptized, that doesn't mean you quit growing as a Christian. I believe that the Lord says, come up a little higher, Dalton. Come up a little higher. Now, let's put that up, that second rung there. Yeah, let's bring him up to the level of devotion. When I talk about devotion, I'm talking about the commitment to read your Bible and pray. Read your Bible and pray every day if you can. That Bible that you got, read it, Dalton. That's part of your devotion to the Lord. Young people, this is how we stay full. If we don't read our Bible and we don't pray, our bottles are soon going to go empty. You got to keep putting more back in there. And as you're doing it, you're climbing. You're getting higher. You're getting closer to the Lord. I love the young people that I've met through the years that have made a commitment, even as a child, to read their Bible regularly, to make it more important than reading comic books, to make it more important than reading and playing games. Those things may be a form of entertainment, but you can't make it take place of reading the Bible. Devotion is going to take you a little higher. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. And you'll grow, grow, grow. Friend, come up a little higher. Come on now. We don't want you to stay down here in that worldly, sinful, carnal level. And we don't want you to be satisfied with just going to church once a month. I believe that God wants us to go higher. You willing to go higher? Well, I believe he is. And so let's take the next step and let's dedicate a little bit. Now this means we're going to willingly give up some things that we feel like God's dealing with us about. You watch him right there, okay? I don't want him to get a haircut. I mean, not right here, right now. Dedicate means that you feel like when the preacher's preaching, God begins to deal with you about stuff in your life that's hindering your walk with him, and you feel like it's a waste of time and you want to get closer to God and he begins to deal with you. Not everybody's going to agree. But if something in your heart says, I need to give this up, or I need to give that up, or I need to quit doing this, or I need to quit going there, or I need to quit watching that, or I need to quit listening to this, then you take the next step and dedicate to God. And you're going to be gaining altitude, getting higher, getting higher. Come on now. I believe that if you'll listen real close, you might hear the voice of the Lord of the wedding saying, friend, come on up higher. Praise God. That comes with dedication. You're not going to grow spiritually listening to all of that worldly and carnal music full of all of those bad words and watching those movies and entertainment that fills your mind with trash. Come on, let's go a little higher in God. Dedicate, and you're going to find yourself growing in God. Amen. But guess what? We're not done yet. I still hear His voice saying, friend, go up higher. Amen. And now we're going to learn the secret power, amen, of the Christian to worship God, to praise God, to love the Lord with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Amen. Once again, it's not enough just to sit on a church pew, young people. Why not get a songbook and open it up and sing? Why not join in and worship the Lord? Why not clap your hands? Why not raise your hands? Why not, when you feel the Spirit of God, get excited about the things of God? You see, Brother Brian tonight, while he was leading us in that song, suddenly he goes to dancing around and jumping up and down. What is that? He's feeling the joy of the Lord in his heart. He wants to praise Jesus. He wants the Lord to know he's thankful for all of the blessings that he has. And praise always takes us a little bit higher. Amen. After a while, we're going to go to heaven. And when we get to heaven, do you think they're going to quit praising him? Absolutely not. There's praises going on nonstop in heaven right now, night and day, 24/7. The angels are praising him. And when we get there, we're going to do the same. It's going to be a joy, a pleasure to praise the Lord. Why not practice it right now? Amen. Go a little higher and start praising the Lord, worshiping God. Let the tears run down your face and love Him with all your heart and soul and strength. Amen. There's more. You getting dizzy yet? You afraid? Amen. Y'all trust me on this one? Do you trust Him? Friend, go up higher. He's a little nervous. But oh, wouldn't it be something if we climbed right on up into the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Yes, amen. Wouldn't you like to be filled with the Spirit of God? We are Pentecostal people. I believe that most of you come from a Pentecostal church. So we're not ashamed to teach what Pentecostals teach and to preach what Pentecostals believe. We believe that after you're saved, there's more of God for us. Amen. It doesn't have to necessarily be in this precise order. That's not what I'm saying, Brother Aaron. Amen. Some of this can be moved around. I believe it starts with salvation down there. Yes. And it can change. Today we told you the story of Cornelius and how on one day Cornelius and his family was saved, believed on the Lord, was filled with the Holy Ghost, and started speaking in other tongues. I believe God can do that. Amen. But if you haven't yet received the Holy Ghost, children, I believe God wants to take you up higher. I believe you can climb up another step or two. You can gain some altitude when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's getting us a little closer to heaven. It's taking us a little higher. We need the Holy Ghost. How many of you say amen to that? I really would have liked to have seen many of you receive the Holy Ghost here at Camp Dove. We've seen it happen, Brother Brian, haven't we? We've seen the Spirit of God come down and fill children, the tears running down their face, speaking in tongues and worshiping God. We're not going to work it up, and we're not going to make it happen, because we believe it's real and we want it to happen in a real way. But when you get home, children, get in the altars at your home church and start climbing towards the back. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't you want to get more of God? Don't you want to go a little higher? Don't you want to go a lot higher? are, let me tell you what's happening. The higher we go in God, the farther we get from the world. The higher we go in God, amen, the farther we get from sin. The farther we get, amen, from temptation. I'd like to get high enough in God that I can live in victory in my life. I don't want to be lorded over by the devil every day. I don't want the devil bossing me around. I don't want sin having control over me. And honestly, I made up my mind a long time ago, children, that I'd rather have Jesus than anything. I'd rather have Jesus than my old friends. I'd rather have Jesus than my own life. I said, goodbye, world, goodbye. He's calling me a little higher. And I started climbing the ladder. I believe that he wants us to climb on up into his presence. One of these days, amen, we're going to climb so high, amen, we will actually be in the presence of the Lord. I'm listening for the trumpet to sound. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. I'd like to take that final step and go right on into Jesus' presence. But you're not going to do that playing games out here in the world and losing out with God. You've got to set your affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. Set your affection on higher things. Things above. Things above. Everybody look up right now. Hey, man, I believe up is God's direction. Everybody look down. I believe down is the devil's direction. Amen. All through the scripture you see incidents like the story of Jonah. When Jonah was going away from God and running from the presence of the Lord, he went down to Joppa. He went down into the ship. He went down into the ocean. He went down into the belly of a whale, and the whale took him down to the bottom of the ocean. Down, 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 down. When you go away from God, it's always a downward direction. But David said in the Psalms, he brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Up is God's direction. He pulled you up out of sin. He's pulling you up closer to him. Let's keep climbing. Let's keep going up the ladder. Friend, go up higher. Go up. Amen. Go up higher. The Lord wants you to get closer to him. Everybody look up. Amen. Praise God. How many of you want to get closer to him? Praise the Lord. Then let's take the next step and stand up. Praise God. Stand up. If you really want to get closer to God, all right, come on down there, Dalton. Let's give Dalton a hand. He was awful brave doing that. I guess we could have put the ladder out here in the middle. I just wasn't thinking about that. But we got through without any injuries. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Now listen, in the story that we read about the wedding, if we take that the way I'm using it tonight, and Jesus says, young person, come up higher. And you sit there and say, oh, but I'm not worthy. I don't deserve anything. And I just don't think I can live it. And I don't think that, you know, I can do it. And poor, pitiful me. I just don't think I can even try. You're not going to gain any ground with God. Right. To pretend that you're humble doesn't help. We all need Jesus. But if he's calling us up higher, let's go up higher. Yes. If he's calling us closer, let's get closer. I guess I should have called for the musicians. If you would get ready for us here, please. Let's pray together one more time, and then I'm going to open up the altars. Lord Jesus, I thank you for these children. I thank you for all that you've done in our lives this week. Lord, you have brought us a long ways. Some of them, Lord, you brought up out of the pit of sin. You brought them to this altar. Lord, they're making progress. But I pray tonight, Lord, that you would put it in their heart to want to climb the ladder of spiritual growth. Lord, I pray that you'd put it in their heart when they get home to take the next steps. Lord, to go higher and closer to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'd like to know how many of you boys and girls really want to go up higher for God when you get home. Starting right now, then make the next step. Let's come to this altar. Maybe tonight some of you need to get saved. You haven't been saved yet. All week long you put it off. You need to get saved. Start there. But some of you are saved. You need to make the decision that when you get home, you're going to find a church. You're going to get in church. Some of you need to make some dedications. God's dealing with you. Come on up a little higher. Give up that thing that you know is hindering you in your walk with the Lord. The thing that keeps emptying you out. Dedicate.
Lord,
come on up higher. Friend, go up higher. Come on, children. Come on, boys. Come on. Don't be satisfied down here on this low level. God has better things for you. He wants to take you higher.
A higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher
Come on, girls.
Ground.
Come on. Take the next step and start praising the Lord.
Upward way.
Put your heart New into living for God. And you go home.
Day.
You sing. You raise your hands. You praise the Lord.
I'm onward bound.
You want to get a little higher
Lord,
in God.
Plant my feet on higher ground.
Oh, Lord, if it be your
Lord,
will to fill some of them with the Holy Ghost before they go home.
Me
we would be so grateful, Lord.
Faith on
oh, Lord, if you would pour your spirit out in this altar. If some of these boys and girls would be filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking
found.
In tongues. And
Lord,
have a new power in their life. Grant it, Jesus, I pray.
Ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith
yes.
on heaven's table.
Friend, go up higher.
A higher plane that I have found.
Higher.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.